Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
So the multi-million-dollar question one of my mentors asked me was when I was doing network marketing. He said, Marco, if you could have everything you wanted in life, thinking the way you think when you already have it. And I could have been offended, but I was like, you know what? You're right. So what beliefs have you bought into? So what holds us back are the stories we tell ourselves. They become our reasons why and our reasons why not. Have anybody noticed that the cartoons and the superheroes we grew up watching? Typically the superheroes are broke and the villains were always super wealthy. Even when you watch DuckTales, Uncle Scrooge had so much money, he had a room for it and he could jump in it and swim in it. He had that much money, but he was mean. Everybody who I know who's really wealthy, they're givers and they're happy. They be like, well, if you're going to be rich, you got to be mean. So they give us DuckTales and Uncle Scrooge. Does that make sense? Or Family Matters, the Winslows. The Winslows ain't had no money. Am I saying there's something wrong with it? No, I'm just saying this is what they're showing us. Even when we had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Cousins and them had money, but they tried to make them look corny because they had money. Why would Carson got to be corny because they got money? Because this is what they want us to believe about us. If you're going to have money, you got to be corny. So you'd rather I'll be cool and broke. I don't want to be cool and broke. So here's some representations of lack. Number one, language. Need. Can't afford. Try. How many of you still have gift cards you're still holding on to just in case? Meanwhile, you're trying to build wealth. How can you be building wealth and still have gift cards that you're holding on to just in case? It's a representation of lack. You're perpetuating lack. Do me a favor and do us all a favor and get rid of those gift cards. Spend those ASAP. That means as soon as possible. Get that out your house. Saving instead of investing. Some people, their money just looks better in their account than actually investing it. Some people tell you they don't got the money, but they got the money, just look better in their account. Because they're more, that gives them security. And the reality is the money isn't even there anyway. What do you mean, Marco, the money isn't there? Go to the bank and tell them you want those $20,000. They're gonna be like, you gotta give us 3 days. give us 3 days. Just come back to me, come and give us 3 days. Right? Saving instead of investing is a representation of lack. Having a plan B. How many of you have a plan B right now? Some of you got a plan B. That's the reason why your thing ain't working. That's why your business ain't working. Because you're like, just in case this don't work. That's why your main thing ain't working. So when I was growing up, I wanted to go to the NBA. And guess the people you said to me? My mom used to tell me, well, just make sure you have something to fall back on. It's a plan B. How many of y'all tell your kids, just have something to fall back on? Guess what you're doing? You're setting them up for failure. Because we all know people who win at a really high level, they go all in on one thing. Faith is the ultimate currency, ladies and gentlemen. Faith is the ultimate currency, not money. Money is just paper. It's as useful to you as what you use it for. If it's just sitting in your account, you'd be better off setting it on fire to keep you warm. Because it's only paper. At one point, it was salt, and it was sugar, and it was barley, and it was frankincense and myrrh. It wasn't paper. Now it's just the form of it is paper. Does that make sense? Faith is the ultimate currency. I'm gonna give you an example. So when we first started doing events, one day I went to Amazon. I was like, how can we have a training company, but we don't even have the equipment to do events? So I just went to Amazon and ordered all the equipment. Not none of this, right? It was just like, you know, little projector, you know what I mean? Flip chart, all that. Just so, like, now we can actually do an event. Now, we didn't have an event scheduled. We didn't have a name for an event. We're like, how can we say we got a training company when we ain't got the stuff? Y'all saw the Seven Figure Society banner? We got the Seven Figure Society banner done. We didn't have no members. We didn't even have an offer flushed out. We was like, but we know it's gonna be something. 6 years ago, we just got the banner made. Faith is the ultimate currency. People be like, man, Marquell, can you believe this thing is growing like this? Yes. I can. We already saw it. Yes, I see. I guess I can believe it. They'd be like, huh? Because, you know, the default is like, nah, man, I couldn't, man. It wasn't for the grace of God. Now, it was the grace of God. However, I saw it, though. Let's keep going. If you believe that you must work hard in order to make money, then money can't come to you unless you work hard. That's why sometimes we'd be like, do this, do this, do this. And y'all be like, well, what else? And we'd be like, nothing. Let the ads run. We'll see you Thursday so we can see how they're doing. But now you go in there and break it. You get Sierra give you the messaging, and then you get back on the call next week and be like, I know you gave me the message last week, but I was thinking. I started tinkering with it a little bit. What you think about this? How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all have done that? I went in there and played around with it a little bit. What you think? Well, she told you what she thought last week. Go play with your kids. Don't break your business. Right? People be looking for thrills in their business. Business should be boring, y'all. Go zip line. Go ride horses. Go drive go-karts. Whatever give you your thrills. Don't look for thrills in your business. Business should be boring. It's the same mundane thing every day. One of two or three things. Does this make sense? It's not about working hard. It's about having the same simple things and then your thoughts being in alignment. Financial success or any kind of success for that matter does not require hard work. It does, however, require alignment of thoughts.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.